This recording is how to use the parts of this program. The first section, the power within this program. For decades, I've been working with energy and the power of intentions. I've seen and experienced how seemingly impossible situations change miraculously. Precise steps need to be taken to manifest desired outcomes. The first time I was taught these steps was under circumstances I neither understood nor felt comfortable doing. It was in the first class I took on feng shui in 1985. It was taught as a Buddhist chant, which went totally against my Christian upbringing. Since that time, I've learned why the chant and the structured steps were so powerful. It involves the combination of doing things to ignite your inner powers and align them physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. It is a three-step process where you physically do something, mentally picture the desired outcome, and use your voice to affirm this desired outcome. Next section is value the secret formula. When I was first taught this powerful tool, I didn't understand any parts of it. The physical activity was a mudra, a symbol made with the hands. The mental aspect was picturing Buddha inside me, a concept to which I could not relate. The vocal part was a chant from a different language. I was totally uncomfortable with this part because I had learned how powerful the voice is. Speaking something out loud had changed my life in numerous ways, and not all of them in a nice or positive way. None of this sat well with me. I was extremely uncomfortable with even trying it. The added bittersweet icing on the cake, so to speak, was what we had to do to learn this three secret reinforcement. We had to put $20 in 27 red envelopes and give it to the master. This was early in 1986. Do you have any idea how much money that would equate to in today's currency? It's about $1,300. Plus, every time we would be taught it or used it in our class, we had to do the same ritual of giving 27 red envelopes with $20 in each of them to the master. I paid thousands of dollars for this information. The next section, why this program works. When you do the following steps, you will be utilizing the intrinsic energy of the three-step process or the three secret reinforcement I just shared. It involves, one, you printing and placing the cures, which is the physical part. Two, you will be reading the printed pages about each direction, which involves your brain, the mental part. And three, you will be speaking out loud, your desired outcome. These are the emotional and spiritual parts. In the process of placing the cures while visualizing the desired outcome and making a vocal statement or affirmation, you are integrating the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies. I'm going to emphasize this. This is the most powerful action you can take, and not just while doing this process. This is a tool to use throughout your life. Used for the highest good, it is the mind, body, and spirit integration. It can help you manifest everything you want in life, as long as you are doing it for the highest and best common good for everyone. Next section is the steps to take using this program. Here is a suggested order in which to do the items included in this program. Yet, if you are short on time, go straight to number 3 and start the process there. It will take you about 15 minutes to do just number 3. Go ahead and start with number 3, then do the rest of the steps as soon as you can. When you have finished all the steps, no matter what order you have done them, you will have cleared negative energy and reset the home for optimal rat year energy. More specifically, you will have cleared negative energy anchored in your environment due to this year's events and change in elements, and any leftover negative energies from previous years. You will have balanced your environment with the correct element for optimal support for the area, set your intentions through affirmations, and brought the building into harmony through the singing bowl recording. If you have time, listen to all recordings and implement the steps. In this way, you will have learned what and why you are doing each step. You will have a more complete shift in energy from the very beginning, rather than a piecemeal approach. I think it will take you about 3 hours total to A, listen to the recordings, B, shake up and clear the previous energies, C, find the directions, print the cures, and set the items out in the correct locations, as well as stating an intention or affirmation in each area. And D, playing the singing bowl recording throughout your home to set the same harmonious frequency throughout the building. That finishing process of playing the singing bowl recording in each room is a powerful addition to this program. Play the singing bowl for the duration of the recording, which is about 5 minutes, in each room. The total time will depend upon how many places you feel need to have the bell rung to shake up and clear stuck energy. For example, if you have clutter or feel uncomfortable in 4 places within your home, you will ring the bell recording 4 complete times for approximately 6 minutes each, which will take you approximately 24 minutes. Obviously, the more places that need clearing, the longer the time you will need. Plus how many rooms you have where you need to play the singing bowl recording will impact the time required. For example, a 4-bedroom home or a 4-room home will be 4 rooms times 5 minutes equaling 20 minutes versus a larger home that will take more time. For example, a 9-room home will be 9 rooms times 5 minutes equaling 45 minutes. Here is the order I would recommend, but if you can't do all of it, start with number 3. 1. Listen to the overview recording. It is a little under 19 minutes long. It will give you general information and a positive approach for this year. 2. Listen to the recording about the magic 9 square plus the 5 elements. This will help you understand how the yearly animal with their elements affect our homes and why we want to utilize their help in balancing our environments. 3. Gather the tools. You'll need a compass. Download an app for your smartphone, purchase a compass, have a friend show you where each direction is located, or figure it out by where the sun rises being the east, it sets in the west, the north star is in the evening is the north. It's the north part of the sky. And that will help you to figure out north, south, east, west. Next, you print the directions, challenges, and solution download pages. Then print the cures. Unless you have the object itself, then you can use that object instead of the printed cure. You can use either the traditional cures, the modern cures, or a combination of both. Whatever feels best and most comfortable for you. The next step will be take the direction page with you to the corresponding direction area and place one of the recommended cures in that location. If you don't want the printed cure seen, place it in a drawer. Tape it behind a piece of wall art. Tape it to the inside of a closet or set it on a bookshelf or anything else that will work for you. If you use the printed cures, this process will probably take about 15 minutes to complete. Finally, be sure to state out loud an intention or affirmation as you place the cure in the directional room. For instance, in direction number 1, the northeast, it is the star of prosperity. An affirmation you say out loud while placing the cure might be, I am open and receptive to all the wealth life offers me, or I deserve prosperity. I found these through the internet in case you need help coming up with something to say. A couple of side notes here just for you to help you a little bit with this process. First, you may want to make a list of where you place each item so you can retrieve it more easily at the end of this Chinese New Year, the beginning of next year. And the second thing is, if you can, follow the numbering by doing the number one direction, which is the northeast, as the first area, then the number two direction, which is south, and so on through to number nine. In doing it this way, you are acknowledging the flow of the flying star pattern and setting intention to move the energies accordingly. If you can't, for any reason, try to picture in your mind's eye how the pattern goes. It's just one more layer of awareness you are creating within yourself. Then number four of the process will be notice where you have clutter or the energy of your home feels off. Maybe you have picked up a bad habit like eating at the refrigerator, right out of the refrigerator, or you seem to be arguing with a family member in roughly the same location. Those are signs some negative energy has started to anchor itself in that location. We need to use the ringing bell to shake up that energy and move it out of the area. Play the recording of the bell for at least 3 minutes, and longer if you feel it is necessary. Play the recording several times in the same location if needed. A nice touch is to have a window or door open to allow the negative particles to flow out of the room on the wind that blows through the house when the windows and doors are open. A minor warning: sometimes animals get really upset hearing the sound of this bell. If your pet shows signs of distress, please put them outside or in a room further from the sound to make them more comfortable. And you may want to turn this recording up as loud as possible if you feel like there's a lot of stuck energy in there. Sometimes louder and longer is better. And then the fifth part of the process is when you have finished placing the cures and have shaken up and moved the stuck energy out, play the singing bowl recording to bring harmony into the home or building. Play the complete recording in each room, then move to the next room and repeat. A minor warning on this one: sometimes animals love this sound and the harmonizing effect it has on a room. They will go to and stay close to the sound. There is no problem if this occurs. It is more for you to become aware that the animal sensed the energetic change for the better in this location. Then just a little bit more on setting intentions. When you're doing this process, no negative thoughts are permitted. No fear, no anger, no sadness, or loss of hope. Think only good thoughts. Now, our mind does play tricks with this every now and then. You may find that you start to think of a negative thought. Don't worry about it. Just as soon as you become aware of that negative thought, switch and set your intentions and your focus on something more positive. When I'm doing a clearing of a house, I sometimes will sing the song Happy or Joy to the World or something like that, just so that I have a very upbeat, positive words and vibrational song that I'm bringing into the space. A little trick there. While doing this whole process, please be as mindful as you can be. Think positive thoughts. Think about how grateful you are to be alive, to have family and friends. Know how very smart you are to have realized your home's energy needs to shift. It needed to shift from the fear-based energy prevalent in this world that has infiltrated your home. You are in control of this part of your life. You are shifting from harmful energies to the energies of love, light, hope, and gratitude. Congratulations! You've empowered yourself to take charge of your life by making changes to the energy of your environment that are going to support you. They are going to help you achieve a better, thriving life. Congratulations again. You've done it.